On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be dipping back to July and August 1978, when, among other things, former Bluegrass boys Lamar Greer and Peter Rowan team up with fiddler Tex Logan to form the Greengrass Gringos. Bill Grant and Delia Bell embark on a three-week tour of England. Ralph Stanley's son, Ralph Edmund Stanley II, is born. Kenny Ingram leaves Lester Flatt to pick with Jimmy Martin and is replaced by Blake Williams. And Dave Evans temporarily fills in on banjo with Melvin Goines. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be 40-year-old excellence. Coming up this, while some things are probably best left in the past, that's certainly not the case here. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin our bluegrassical walk through the summer heat of 1978 with the Dominion Bluegrass Boys from their self-titled Rebel album released in August 1978. This is Your Friends and Your Home.
On a hill I can see my sweetheart waiting, in the valley I can see my dear old home. I'll go back to the place where I once wandered. I'll go back to the place where I once roamed.
The lights in the window shine bright as day. The room that I once had somehow seems to say, make the best of your life, no matter where you roam. For the only thing you have is your friends and your home.
She is waiting, waiting for her children to come home, hoping we would bring a little bit of kindness, for my daddy, he is dead and gone home.
The lights in the window shine bright as day. The room that I once had somehow seemed to say, make the best of your life, no matter where you go, for the only thing you have is your friends and your home.
Jane was 7 and my brother John was 9, and I was getting up in age and everything was fine. I began to think that maybe we could have some peace, but I found out the other night that troubles never cease.
Somebody left another young'un at our house. She's falling and spoiling every breath. I know her lungs are strong, but they won't last long. That young'un's gonna cry herself to death.
We used to go somewhere at night and see a picture show, or maybe sit around the house and play the stereo. But the picture shows and the stereos, we had to say goodbye. All we do is sit at home and hear that young'un cry.
Somebody left another young'un at our house. She's bawling and spawning every breath. I know her lungs are strong, but they won't last long. That young'un's gonna cry herself to death.
Now Dad came home from work last night a broken, beaten person. His eyes were red, his nerves on end. He said, there's one thing certain, there's gonna be some changes made. And Mama said, do tell, I'm awful glad to hear it. You can start with little Nell.
Somebody left another young'un at our house. He's bawling and spoiling every breath. I know her lungs are strong, but they won't last long. That young'un's gonna cry herself to death. I know her lungs are strong, but they won't last long. That young'un's gonna cry herself to death.
Don Reno and the Tennessee Cut-Ups with Don's son Don Wayne making his recording debut with Someone Left Another Young'un at Our House. From the group's July 1978 CMH LP, Magnificent Bluegrass Band. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you back to July and August 1978, when the hills were not only alive with the sound of music, but filled to capacity with some tolerably fine new releases from the likes of Bobby Smith, Chubby Anthony, The Country Gentlemen, and on these next two tracks, the incomparable Osborne Brothers, who in July 1978 released one of their finest collections, a 2-LP set that recreates the sound of music, to continue the unexpected allusion to the Trapp Family Singers, that existed before bluegrass music was known by anything other than hillbilly music. From their 2-LP CMH set, The Bluegrass Collection, this is Bobby and Sonny with a pair of classics.
Pretty brown eyes I love so well. I'm going back to old Kentucky, never more to say farewell.
I'm going back to old Kentucky, there to see my little Ellen. I'm going back to old Kentucky, where the skies are always blue.
Bloom in old Kentucky, I'll be coming back to stay.
I'm going back to old Kentucky, there to see my little Ellen. I'm going back to old Kentucky, where the skies are always blue.
Thank you.
The Osborne Brothers singing two from their July 1978 CMH 2LP release, The Bluegrass Collection. We heard Some Old Day from the repertoire of Flat and Scruggs, and I'm Going Back to Old Kentucky from Bill Monroe's Songbag. The album is notable not only for the spirited renditions of great songs, but for the exquisite twin fiddling of Kenny Baker and Blaine Sprouse. Eddie and Martha Adcock have a new album in the new Bluegrass LP bins the same month as well, although its placement therein might raise more than a few eyebrows, inasmuch as the disc features Eddie's superb electric guitar work, although he puts the banjo through its paces on a medley entitled Foggy Lady.
Can't go to Birmingham. when a feller's broke, can't find a friend. Nobody's got a dime to lend. But when he's rich, they'll set and itch. They've all got money to spend. They've all got money to spend. I'm 15 miles from Burning House, up on a mountain, Lord, looking down. When I'm down, I can't go to town. I can't go to Burning House. I can't go to Burning House. Well, it's goodbye, my little friend. I'll be coming back, your heart to win. Just sing a song and it won't be long till I be back again. I'll be coming back again. I'm 15 miles from Burning House, up on a mountain, Lord, looking down. When I'm down, I can't go to town, I can't go to Birmingham. I can't go to Birmingham. I'm 15 miles from Birmingham. Up on a mountain, Lord, looking down. When I'm down, I can't go to town, I can't go to Birmingham. I can't go to Birmingham.
Bobby Smith and the Boys from Shiloh putting 15 Miles from Birmingham, an old Delmore Brothers number, through its paces on their August 1978 CMH outing, Smokin' Bluegrass. And Eddie and Martha Adcock opened the 40-year-old set with Foggy Lady, a medley of Lady of Spain, Beer Barrel Polka, and the Foggy Mountain Breakdown. You'll find it on the duo's July 1978 CMH album, The Second Generation. Fiddlin' Don Chubby Anthony makes his solo debut in July 1978, and we'll let him take us on through our break on the back of Twinkle Little Star from his self-titled Old Homestead LP. I'm Dave Higgs, and Ralph Stanley, the Country Gentleman, the Knoxville Grass, and John Hickman will make things about as solid as it gets as our jaunt through the height of the summer of 1978 continues, immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, trembling at the latest release from the Country Gentleman. Thanks to Dole Lawson's song selection and arranging, one of the greatest bluegrass gospel albums of all time. This LP has it all. Tough, ebullient rousers, hard-hitting, spiritually oriented pieces, and the title track, which is pretty much in a league of its own, calling my children home.
Those lives were mine to love and cherish, to guard and guide along life's way. Oh, God forbid that one should perish, that one at last should go astray. Back in the years with all together, around the place we'd romp and play. So lonely now, I oft-times wonder, oh, will they come back home someday? I'm lonesome for my precious children. They live so far away. Oh, may they hear my calling, calling, and come back home someday. I gave my all for my dear children, their problems still with love I share. I'd brave life's storm, defy the tempest, to bring them home from anywhere. I live my life, my love I gave them, to guide them through this world of strife. I hope and pray we'll live together in that great glad hereafter life. I'm lonesome for my precious children. They live so far away. Oh, may they hear my calling, calling, and come back home someday.
I saw a wayward traveler in tattered garments clad, and struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was laden heavy, his strength was almost gone, yet he shouted as he traveled, deliverance has come.
Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
I saw him in the evening, the sun was sinking low. He'd overcome the mountain and reached the vale below. He saw that golden city, his everlasting home, and shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance will come.
Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
While gazing on that city just o'er the narrow flood, a band of holy angels came from the throne of God. They bore him on their pinions, safe for the dashing foam, and joined him in his triumph, deliverance has come.
Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
It seems I hear the angels around the throne so grand. They're shouting glad Hosanna, we've reached the promised land. When we have reached that city, our race on earth we've run, we'll all shout loud Hosanna, deliverance has come.
Then palms of victory,
crowns of glory,
palms of victory
I shall wear.
Then
palms of victory,
crowns
of glory,
palms
of victory
I shall wear.
Then
palms of victory,
crowns of glory,
palms
of victory
I shall wear.
Then
palms of victory,
crowns
of glory,
palms
of victory
I shall wear.
The Country Gentlemen with two from their all-gospel masterpiece, Calling My Children Home, unveiled by Rebel Records in July 1978. We heard a righteous version of Palms of Victory, preceded by the arresting a cappella title track. Every track on this CD is in the gem category, and as far as I'm concerned, constitutes essential listening. Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys have a new one in the bins in July 1978 as well. Also on the Rebel label, the LP marks the debut of Charlie Sizemore and Junior Blankenship as part of the band, a duo that would serve Ralph well for many years to come. From Down Where the River Bends, here's one written by the group's mandolinist, Dan Marshall, Henry Brown.
Thank you.
Ralph Stanley with the title track to his July 1978 Rebel LP, Down Where the River Bends, preceded by Henry Brown. In August 1978, Thunderhead Records releases the second album from the Knoxville Grass, featuring lead singer Paul Brewster. Here's the title track, written by Kris Kristofferson and recorded by Roger Miller in 1969, Darby's Castle.
Run on the hill where the smoke is hanging still like an echo of an age long forgotten. There's a story of a home crushed beneath those blackened stones and the roof that fell before the beams were rotten. Cecil Darby loved his wife and he labored all his life to provide her with material possessions. And he built for her a home of the finest wood and stone, and the building soon became his sole obsession. Oh, it took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette was seen for miles around. And the gables reached as high as eagles in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground, they shared a common bed, there was precious little said in moments that were set aside for sleeping. Though his busy dreams were filled with the rooms he'd yet to build, and he never heard young Helen Darby weeping. Then one night he heard a sound as he laid his pencil down, and he traced it to the door and turned the handle. And the pale light of the moon through the window of the room split the shadows where two bodies lay entangled. Oh, it took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette was seen for miles around. And the gables reached as high as eagles in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground, oh, it took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette was seen for miles around. And the gables reached as high as eagles in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground.
Like heaven to be with you again. Mary Jane, I'll always love you, Mary Jane. It was there on the deep side as the line near the lane, with your arms folded around me with all your love, Mary Jane. Mary Jane, it's like heaven to be with you again. Mary Jane, I'll always love you, Mary Jane. The night is gone, but I'll be back, Mary Jane. I'll meet you there on the hillside with all my love, Mary Jane. Mary Jane, Mary Jane, it's like heaven to be with you again. Mary Jane, Mary Jane, I'll always love you, Mary Jane. I'll always love you, Mary Jane.
The Dominion Bluegrass Boys, led by guitarist Cecil Hall, who wrote half the tunes on the group's self-titled August 1978 Rebel outing, including this one, Mary Jane. It was the group's second and lamentably last release. And the Knoxville Grass was in front of it all with the title track to their second album, but fortunately not their last, Darby's Castle. The summer of 78 saw the appearance of one of the genre's finest gospel collections, the previously featured Country Gentleman LP, Calling My Children Home, as well as one of Bluegrassdom's finest all-banjo forays, John Hickman's masterpiece, Don't Mean Maybe. We'll head on through our Lumen break with the title track. Higgs and the 40-year-old Grass will continue chugging up and down the hill with releases from Grass Food and Lodging and the Front Porch String Band, the other side of our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still wallowing in the bluegrassical mud of August 1978, which appears to be a month of sophomore releases. We heard two from the Dominion Bluegrass Boys and the Knoxville Grass, and now here's the third from the Alabama-based Claire Lynch-led Front Porch String Band's Laymark recording, Country Rain. Here's a number originally written and released by Dan Fogelberg in 1974, Morning Sky.
Something on your mind, you better say it while there's time. 'Cause I'm leaving when I see that morning sky.
Ooh, how did we ever come to this? There's nothing for me in your kisses anymore. Late nights in the kitchen, I'm pretending I still care, but we both know there's nothing there. You just keep on staring at the door.
I'm leaving when I see that morning sky.
Mm-hmm.
there's something on your mind, you better say it while there's time. I'm leaving when I see that morning sky. See that morning sky.
One morning, one morning, one morning in May, I spied a young couple, they were making their way. And one was a maiden, so true and so fair, and the other was a soldier and a brave volunteer. Good morning, good morning, said he. Where are you going, my pretty lady? I'm going out a-walking on the banks of the sea, just to see the waters rise or hear the nightingale sing. Well, they had not been standing a minute or two when out of his knapsack a fiddle he drew. And the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. Oh, hark, cried the maiden, hear the nightingale sing. Oh, maiden, kind maiden, 'tis time to give o'er.
Oh, no, kind soldier, please play one tune more.
For I'd rather hear your fiddle at the touch of one string than to see the waters rise or hear the nightingale sing. Maiden, that never shall be. I've a wife now in London, and children twice three. Two wives and the army are too many for me. I'll go back to London and stay for a year. 'Tis often I will think of you, my little dear. And if ever I return, it will be in the spring, just to see the waters rise or hear the nightingale sing. Just to see the waters rise and hear the nightingale sing.
Alabama's Front Porch String Band with One Morning in May and Morning Sky, swiped from the group's sophomore release, which first hit the bins in August 1978, Country Rain. You're hearing sophomore releases as well as more than a few sophomoric comments, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be tracked down at bluegrass@wpln.org. Wisconsin's top regional band, Grass, Food, and Lodging, burst forth in August 1978 with their debut, and an auspicious one it is, featuring the great Dee Dee Weiland on lead vocals and guitar. As Tony Trischka relates in his liner notes, quote, "Of course the band can play fire and brimstone bluegrass when they want to, but more often they opt for a flowing, easygoing approach that reflects their own experiences rather than those of a Tennessee sharecropper," end of quote. Here's one of each of those approaches.
Heard them engines running on the road away from home. Sounds like thunder calling out my name. Now I listened for the first time and I heard them roll along. Listened and I've never been the same.
Don't cry, cry, blue. I'm coming home to you.
morning and I'll sleep with you tonight. Don't cry, cry blue. Connecting either way, have seen enough of this and for a while. Now I've gotta go the distance till I know I feel the change. Gotta know that feeling every mile.
Don't cry, cry blue. I'm coming home to you. Oh, I'll walk with you this morning and I'll sleep with you tonight. Don't cry, cry blue.
Face around the other way, and I'll meet you at the mailbox and I'll read you all my cards, tell you what I really meant to say.
Don't cry, cry blue, I'm coming home to you. Well, I'll walk with you this morning and I'll sleep with you tonight. Don't cry, cry blue.
Great.
Grass Food and Lodging singing two from their one and only release, which appeared on the Ramblin' label in August 1978. We heard Wheels, preceded by Don't Cry Blue. Well, that's just about going to do it for the state of bluegrass as it existed back in July and August 1978. We'll let John Hickman take us on home with another one from his all-banjo masterpiece, released by Rounder Records the latter month. From John's essential Don't Mean Maybe LP, in which he's backed up by Byron Berline and Dan Crary, as well as his brother George on the bass, this is Going to Town. And on that high, happy, going to town, be back directly, kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a process of wagering something of value on an event of an uncertain outcome with the intent of winning money or a prize. In Bluegrass land, it's a surefire way to addiction, violence, death, divorce, and general ruination. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be playing the cards, rolling the dice, spinning the wheel, and otherwise looking at gambling on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.